It's Chloe again. Today is Wednesday. I hope everybody's doing all right. I've been wondering since I did my trailer, do people actually like podcasts? You know, like, I've been thinking about it, and I realized even myself, it's kind of funny. I'm making a podcast, yet I only probably listened to 3 episodes from people's podcasts in my entire life. I'm not someone that listens to a bunch of things, but if I were, you know, I'd probably listen to something like true crime or something that, I don't know, that seems creepy almost. I feel like that's more up my alley, but then again, I could be wrong. What I'm doing is pretty different, I guess. So today, if you can probably tell by the title and description, I wanted to talk about the 70s. Now, this could be very controversial, but the 70s is literally my favorite decade. And I'm going to be fair here, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to tell you and just mention, you know, why the 70s may have not been the best decade. I'm not going to literally say, no, it is the best decade. That's not how things work. So, I can tell you, it's something that I've always been obsessed with. I really couldn't I couldn't really explain it any better than this. The style. Oh my gosh, the style. And literally, the music. It is my soul. As funny as that sounds, it is my soul. You know, the 70s was kind of like the decade that's famous for people that wear bell bottoms and like the rise of disco. You can literally look it up and that's what it will say. But it's also an era of economic struggle and cultural change and tech like innovation. And so, you know, there's not good things also about the 70s. I've actually had people fight with me on social media in the comments saying the 70s were so racist, and I'm like, yes, I understand. I completely understand. We have changed as a whole. I can tell you right now, more than likely, not many people would say they'd like to go back and actually deal with those days back in the 70s, but there's also a lot of people that would like to see how it was. So I can't blame anyone on either side. But the thing is, the 70s was also a big time for like drug use, obscene content, meaning like sexual content, and then there's obviously racism and racial tension, which is not okay whatsoever. It is still not okay. It will never be okay for you to be a racist. Yet we're having problems with this still, but we are learning and growing, and that is what is important. So, I mean, this is a good reason to start a podcast, is to give people good information. And I've heard it from other people as well, and I just know that it's a very important topic to talk about, and I would like to actually talk about it a lot more. But here's another thing for you. Which is kind of funny. I have a list of things that I wrote down that kind of contributes to why the 70s wasn't really the best decade, which is the Beatles broke up, Watergate, Elvis Presley died, which, you know, he's like the king of rock and roll. People loved him. People still love him. He's kind of an important person. You can say that. I found this really funny. I looked up. Star Wars was released. It says, which should have been a good thing, but that meant we were emotionally invested in the series when George Lucas dashed our dreams with those horrific prequels. Better if we just had fallen in love with that galaxy far, far away to begin with, which I found very funny. I looked that up myself. And then there's, of course, there's stuff like the gas crisis was beginning in America, so it was resulting in like very long lines at gas stations, which, yeah, we actually still put up with that today. which is funny in a sense, but it's obviously not as bad as it was then. So on the more positive side, this is exactly why I am obsessed with the 70s. I can tell you right now, I'm going to talk about the style for sure. This is the first thing that's coming to my mind, is the fact there was a lot of neutral tones and then just pops of color, like, you know, very disco. When you think disco, what do you think? I kind of think of like the bright silvery dresses, like short dresses that are backless. And I think of like those boots. I don't know how to explain those boots, but they're like the very, almost like a go-go boot, but not really, if you know what I mean. They had cool patterns, and I mean crazy patterns. I guess you could say they're pretty funky. The clothes look like they were literally made with love. I mean literally made with love. You walk into a Walmart these days, and you don't always get the run for your money. You walk in and you're like, what is this? What is this? And then sometimes you find a few cute, like, couple things. For example, I found a skirt, like a denim skirt at Walmart, and it really wasn't that bad, and I actually really like it, and I wore it recently. My personal favorite thing ever was the fact I have had ideas for my own 70s clothing line. I would like to kind of get into the design or like fashion industry somehow. It's scary. Anyone could understand that. It is very scary. But I can tell you right now, all of a sudden, I was talking to my best friend about wanting to do this clothing line. And not even a week later, Tommy Hilfiger and Zendaya together come out with a 70s clothing line. And I'm like, oh my God, I have been taking for granted. How did they know that I was going to do that? Because I had that idea myself, bring back the 70s. And I ain't talking about the bad stuff. I mean, I want the good stuff. I want the style. I want the music. I miss the music. I obviously was not born in the 70s or anywhere near that time at all. Okay, I understand that, but seriously, the music. I could talk about the music forever. I have so many favorite songs from the 70s, and I personally, people are going to disagree and fight me with this, and that's okay. This is my personal opinion, and I hope some people agree with me, but I think the 70s were personally one of the best decades for rock and roll. That might be a little biased, but it really is to me. You know, disco music, though, isn't really for everyone, but it was literally made for me. I call it happy music. All of a sudden, like, September comes on by Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know good and well I'm getting down on that dance floor. So, I mean, what can I say, really? I mean, rock and roll, obviously, Elton John, he hit it off in the 70s. If anyone asks me, it is literally my favorite artist of all time. My favorite song from him is Tiny Dancer. And you know, a lot of people are like, he doesn't really sound like rock, but he is in his way. He just plays the piano. And honestly, I can do a whole episode on Elton John because I know so much about him. I have his autobiography thing. I think that's what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's an autobiography. And I have magazine on him, and I follow him on Instagram. I literally keep up with him as much as I possibly can. I really want to go to one of his final tours because his tours are ending soon. Sad. I'm going to cry. But I guess it is what it is, you know? It kind of happens. People grow old and die. Not happy about it. So, yeah. Also, I would like to also... I said also twice. I love myself. But the cars in the 70s, my lord. I feel like I'm just made for this era. when it comes to all these like things, these materialistic things. I literally would die. Their cars are so nice. Also, have you ever, do this for me, okay, and tell me what you think. Have you ever personally looked up a McDonald's in the 70s? Like, please, please. I was not born around this time, so I've never seen it in person. But I've looked up like what a McDonald's would look like in these eras, and they're just so much better what they are today. They probably tasted better too, obviously. Things are really going downhill sometimes for the food community. Gordon Ramsay, he really needs to go to a McDonald's and yell at them, tell them to do better, because he would. But the thing is, they've changed the design so much. It's like it's not even a children place anymore. It's, they never, like, no longer, you hardly see a McDonald's with a park inside of it anymore. Like, you know what I'm talking about. The kids area, they would have slides and these little things you can climb through. And the McDonald's was yellow and red. That was the whole vibe. All of a sudden, they changed all the McDonald's to look gothic, which a lot of people are like, oh, it doesn't really matter. It's modern. It's modern. It's modern. Yeah, well, it doesn't look fun to look at. Because it's very dark now. It's gray and it's like, you know, people can fight me on that too. But seriously, when you walk into a McDonald's, you expect some nasty food that you're hoping for. And you expect to just sit there in this good environment kind of sort of thing. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I've always thought as a kid, McDonald's was supposed to be fun. I always looked at it as fun. I was always ready for them French fries, you know what I mean? Another thing I looked up is 70s grocery stores, the way the grocery stores looked inside. I'll be damned. If a grocery store doesn't look like that anymore, I'm suing every single business, every single company. I swear on my grave, what is wrong with these managers? Or is that, like, is that even my problem? No, it's not. But the thing is, why are our grocery stores so bad now? They look so bad. You walk inside, at least this is for Florida. Florida's pretty awful. You walk inside of a Walmart, and you're gonna find mold on your mushrooms. They didn't throw away the old tortillas. They left them there for you to buy. And they didn't restock the rest of the chips. So you're looking for your personal favorite chips that everyone else is buying, and there's none left for you. You know? Kind of sick of it. But it makes sense. No one can tell me it doesn't make sense. Absolutely not. I would like to say, like, in the 1960s and 70s, so, like, the environmental movement focuses its attention on pollution, which is awesome, and successfully pressured Congress to pass like measures to promote cleaner air and water. So in the late 1970s, the movement increasingly addressed environmental threats created by the disposal of toxic waste, which is awesome. And I would also like to promote that on this podcast. I swear to Mother Nature itself, literally, I can walk out of my house right now and there's going to be a piece of plastic on the ground for no reason. No reason whatsoever. I have noticed it. It's in our neighborhoods. It is everywhere. Pollution has been literally crazy. Just like the littering in general, though. And I have like this account on Instagram that I've been following for a while for our oceans. And I would also love to volunteer. Is that they have taken so much trash out of these oceans all around the world because of how bad it's been getting, the littering and all of this pollution. It has been getting so bad. It's insane. All I can think about is the amount of trash I have seen around our environment, like anywhere. I mean, I've never been out of the country of America, so I cannot tell you what it's actually like somewhere else. I'm pretty uncultured on that, but I would like to travel. That's the whole point, honestly, to my life, is I really want to get out and travel. I want to learn more, and I would like to talk about it, because it's just fun. It really is. So, I mean, what else can I say? I don't know if y'all agree with me on this, but 70s is really cool, okay? I have a whole Pinterest board of just stuff from the 70s. That 70s show stuff also is on here. It's just too good. And you know what? Here, I'll pull up this thing. There's like fashion trends written down for the 70s. So for example, corduroy, bro. Tie-dye, patchwork clothing, ruffled shirts, peasant tops. This stuff is all coming back. Hot pants, high-waisted pants, unbuttoned shirts, big collars. Oh my gosh, afros. I love afros. Okay, they're so flippin' cute. I love afros. I've literally saved so many black women with afros because they're literally gorgeous. They're just so gorgeous. Here's some popular songs. Of course, Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the biggest songs in the world. That was in 1975. The Bee Gees, Stayin' Alive, that was 1977. My Sharona, that's by The Knack, 1979. There's Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, 1973. Led Zeppelin, such an original, Stairway to Heaven, 1971. Even the Jackson 5, 1970, I'll Be There. That is a good song as well. There's even Toys, which I never thought about looking up toys about the 70s. There's this thing called a Stretch Armstrong, Pong video game, I actually played that. Rubik's Cube, Nerf balls, Weebles, and there's even a thing called Magna Doodle. I'm going to have to look that up after this because I have no clue what it is. Okay, these are some movies. Movies are always important, okay? If you don't normally watch movies, you should probably watch some 1970s movies because there has not been one that I don't love. So there's like Jaws, Star Wars, The Exorcist, Rocky, Halloween, Grease, and honestly, I completely forgot about this movie, but it's called Alien, which is honestly, I don't know about that one, pretty good, maybe not. It's very questionable, that's all I can say. There are a lot of things that I don't really would talk about because I don't know as much about. I'm not gonna put my, my perspective on it if I don't understand it as much, because obviously, like I said before, I was not born in this time at all. There's a section called Remember When. It says, we were proud owners of Pet Rocks. We loaded 8-track tapes into the car. We played video games on our Atari consoles. We flipped through the latest issue of Tiger Beat. We wore color-changing mood rings. Which is so funny. I am still obsessed with mood jewelry in general. Like, I have a mood ring. I also have, what I wear a lot, is this cute, mood necklace, and it's basically a butterfly, and it's got like these little metal pieces next to it, and it's got like a black necklace part. Like, what is that? It's like not a chain, it's more of a thread around my neck. Very cute. It goes good with a lot of my outfits. Honestly, they probably didn't have that in the 70s, but it's adorable. Also, can we talk about the fact Volkswagen buses? Please. Please. They are literally adorable. The shirts and like, bro, the shirts. They were like flowy or tie-ups, and like they wore a lot of skirts too, which is literally adorable. When I also think of 70s, I immediately think of Tina Turner. You know, what's love got to do with it? That song, bro. She is awesome. There is actually a movie I recommend 100%. there is a movie all about Tina Turner, basically like her rise to fame and her whole like life story sort of thing. It's so good, completely recommend, and it's literally called What's Love Got to Do with It. That is also the name of that song. It's amazing. So from everything that I've said, honestly, I think that's all I have on the 70s. I could literally sit here and rant about the fashion and music so much more, but obviously most people understand the style and fashion and the music of like everything. But I seriously do suggest looking up the 1970s McDonald's because it's just genuinely so much better. And then if you look one up in today's world, like what we're living in now, the way they look, tell me which one's better. Please tell me, you know? So I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that you actually give some thought into everything I've said. Maybe you should try some 70s trends. Bring it back. Literally bring it back. I want to see it. I want to see it happen. I'm tired of 2021. It's boring. It is boring. All right? So I hope everyone's doing good. I hope you've had a good day. I hope you've taken some time for yourself. You know, some self-love, some self-care. That's very important. And it always will be. Just know that you're not alone. Someone cares. Someone's there, even if they're not. So, just letting you know. Anyways, that's it. The 1970s. They're talking about us talking.